Yeah, it's a very good question. It does come up from time to time, and we actually go to the Old Testament for this. And do you remember with, David and Bathsheba?
I think so. I'm not quite sure.
Well, it comes from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. This is after David had, had that thing with Bathsheba and had her husband killed to try and cover up a sin.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
That thing. Okay, yeah.
Well, the child that they had, because of what David had done, tried to cover it up and everything, that child was going to die. God said that. And the child did die.
Okay.
And throughout the whole thing, he was like weeping, fasting in dirty clothes and, not eating, just kind of hoping that maybe God would spare the son. But when he didn't, basically he got back up and he got dressed. He started eating, he cleaned up and everything. And the servant's like, what are you doing? When he was alive, you were this way. But now that he's dead, you're up and like this. What's going on? And so 2 Samuel 12:23, David says this: but now that he is dead, why should I go on fasting? Can I bring him back again? I will go to him, but he will not return to me. So that phrase right there, I will go to him, implies that there's that whole age of accountability that happens with children. Before that, before they come to that age where they understand, it's kind of like they're given an automatic go to heaven because of the fact that they can't understand or process the whole salvation concept to begin with. They don't understand what a sin is, that kind of thing.